Thank you, Chair. And yeah, we'd just like to echo the sentiments of France. I think there was good discussion within the informal working group in terms of producing this proposal. I think there was many challenging aspects in terms of how to address this topic in terms of, yeah, either applying it through the software update management system approach or even with a vehicle type. And I think we did have many back and forths in terms of what was the right way to do it. And I appreciate the contributions also from France with that regards in terms of tackling the issues within this topic. As the UK, we also are in support of this proposal. We think it helps sort of fully utilize the ARX SWIN concept, and that's a benefit both in terms of ensuring compliance and making market surveillance activities a lot easier to perform, so that there's a clear understanding in terms of the relevant software on the vehicle is appropriate to the approval that has been issued. And again, this comes back to as well the amendments that are proposed in RE3 that need to be copied across into other system regulations. I mean, noting the ARX SWIN on the approval certificate is an important factor in ensuring that the benefits can be utilized. So hopefully we also support the calls from France and to make sure that other GRs do take on board that modification there and into their own system regulations. So again, I just want to say thanks everyone for their support in that, in terms of also as one of the co-chairs of the informal working group, and hopefully this it's been seen in the benefit of the proposal that's in front of us now. Thank you.